Surah Al Imran, verses 110 to 120.
12 of Surah Al Imran, and we are commencing at ayah 110. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, kuntum khayra ummah. You are indeed the best nation, the best ummah. And Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, this applies to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, kuntum. He doesn't say antum. And those who follow the actions of the Sahaba will be included in the best nation. So it is not a general information that the entire ummah is the best ummah. If they meet the criteria which is mentioned in this ayah, then they form part of the best ummah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kuntum khayra ummah. You are indeed the best nation. Ukhrijat linnas, brought forth for the benefit of mankind. You enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil. And you maintain iman upon Allah. وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. If the people of the book were to believe as you believe, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, it would be far better for them. مِنْهُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, there are among them few believers. وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, but the majority of them are rebelliously disobedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. لَنْ يَضُرُّوكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَى, they would never be able to harm you but a little. Qatada rahmatullah alayhi says, the annoyances which they cause you by provoking you, by insulting you, by finding fault with your deen, that is the little harm that they cause you. وَإِن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ, and if they were to confront you in battle, يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ, they would flee turning their backs to you. ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ, then they would not be helped against you. Ayah 112. ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةِ, we have discussed a similar ayah like this in Surah Baqarah. Humiliation and disgrace has been indelibly stamped upon them wherever they may be found. Illa bihablim min Allah, unless through a covenant with Allah, meaning that they embrace Islam, or a covenant with fellow men. Wahablim min al-nas, wabau bighadabim min Allah, they have deserved the wrath of Allah. Waduribat alayhimul maskana, an abject lowliness has been cast upon them. Why is this the eternal fate of the Yahud? This eternal fate of the Jews is because they persistently disbelieved in Allah's signs. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ, and they killed the prophets of Allah, knowing that they did so without the least justification. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا, the eternal fate of the Jews is so because they kept on disobeying and they transgressed again and again. لَيْسُوا سَوَاءَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an exemption, ayah 113. They are not all alike. From the people of the book, there are some who stand by their covenant with Allah. مِنْهُمْ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ, they recite the verses of Allah during the hours of the night. وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ, and they remain in prostration before Him. There are righteous and pious ones among them. And this refers particularly to those of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Ahlul Kitab. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, they truly believe in Allah in the last day. وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, enjoin virtue and forbid vice. And they compete with one another in acts of goodness. وَأُولَٰئِكَ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, they are among the righteous ones in the sight of Allah. وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ, whatever good they do, they will not be denied its rewards. And how could they be denied their rewards? وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُتَّقِينَ, when Allah is well acquainted with the God-fearing ones. As for the kuffar among them, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those among the Ahlul Kitab who disbelieve, لَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا, their possessions and offspring would not avail them against Allah in the least. وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, they will be the inmates of the fire of hell. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, dwelling therein eternally. But many of them do much charitable and good work in this dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example of how their deeds are ruined. مَثَلُ مَا يُنْفِقُونَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, that which they spend in this worldly life, the example of its destruction, because they have no iman, the good deeds are destroyed. The example of its destruction is like that of a gale force wind with biting and frosty cold, which smites the harvest of a people who have wronged themselves by rejecting Allah's verses and commandments, ruining their entire harvest. And Allah has not been unjust to them by destroying their rewards. It is they who have wronged themselves. وَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَكِنْ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Again, we are coming to these ayat, which similar ayat have been mentioned in Surah Al Imran. O you who believe, do not take other than your own kind, meaning people of Iman. Besides people of Iman, do not take any others as intimate associates. لَا يَأْلُونَكُمْ خَبَالًا. They miss no opportunity to corrupt your matters. وَدُّوا مَا عَنِتُّمْ. They love that which harms you. قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Malice and hatred has emerged from their mouths. وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. But what remains concealed within their hearts is far worse. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ. We have made the signs clear to you, if only you were to understand. هَا أَنْتُمْ أُولَاءِ تُحِبُّونَهُمْ. The Ansar of Medina had alliances with the Yahud before. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَا أَنْتُمْ أُولَاءِ تُحِبُّونَهُمْ. You are the ones who bear an affinity for them. وَلَا يُحِبُّونَكُمْ. Whilst they have no love for you at all. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ كُلِّ. And you believe in all the divine books, including theirs, but they reject yours. وَإِذَا لَقُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا. And when they meet you, they say, pretentiously say, we believe, we are believers. We believe in what you have been given. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا. And when they are alone among their own kind, they bite their fingertips out of rage against you. Tell them, مُوتُوا بِغَيْظِكُمْ. May you perish in your rage. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Is fully aware of what lies within the hearts. إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ حَسَنًا. If good fortune befalls you, it grieves them. وَإِن تُصِبْكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ. And if tragedy strikes, it delights them and they rejoice. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. But if you were to persevere and remain Allah conscious, their plots would not harm you in the least. Allah encompasses by His knowledge what they do. Inshallah, we'll do tilawat of this ruku. Jazakumullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم. منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. لن يضروكم إلا أذى. وإن يقاتلوكم يولوكم الأدبار ثم لا ينصرون. ضربت عليهم الذلة أينما ثقفوا إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من الناس وباءوا بغضب من الله وضربت عليهم المسكنة. ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون الأنبياء بغير حق. ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. ليسوا سواء. من أهل الكتاب أمة قائمة يتلون آيات الله آناء الليل وهم يسجدون. يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويسارعون في الخيرات وأولئك من الصالحين. وما يفعلوا من خير فلن يكفروه والله عليم بالمتقين. إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون مثل ما ينفقون في هذه الحياة الدنيا كمثل ريح فيها صر أصابت حرث قوم ظلموا أنفسهم فأهلكت وما ظلمهم الله ولكن أنفسهم يظلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم لا يألونكم خبالا ودوا ما عنتم قد بدت البغضاء من أفواههم وما تخفي صدورهم أكبر قد بينا لكم الآيات إن كنتم تعقلون ها أنتم أولئك تحبونهم ولا يحبونكم وتؤمنون بالكتاب كله وإذا لقوكم قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا عضوا عليكم الأنامل من الغيظ قل موتوا بغيظكم إن الله عليم بذات الصدور إن تمسسكم حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبكم سيئة يفرحوا بها وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا إن الله بما يعملون محيط صدق الله العظيم.